It's missing, it has the wrong, whatever, we'll see. On the parasha of Kriya Shema, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha. So the Sipurnu says on V'ahavto, Tismach la'asos dovor she'yitav be'einov. What is this? You should love Hashem, rejoice to do something, anything, I guess, she'yitav be'einov, that's good in his eyes. Kasher tovin, or you will be happy to do something that's good in his eyes. Kasher tovin she'ein tachlis nechbot kozeh. When you realize that there's no tachlis, there's no ultimate accomplishment, there's no purpose that's as nechbot, as bakovedik, as elevated, as honored as that, then you will rejoice to in the doing of Hashem's what's good in his eyes, and you'll be mekayim this mitzvah of avas Hashem v'ahavtes Hashem elokecha. So the definition seems to be, the test of this ava seems to be that you will, when you realize that this is the ultimate purpose, and there is no honored or distinguished or worthwhile purpose of this as great as this, then you will rejoice in doing that which is good in his eyes, which is the ultimate purpose, and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of ohavto. The Rashi brings, the whole thing is not brought over here, but Rashi brings the Sifri. He says, v'hoyu advorim o'ele, he says, mahu ho'avo, v'hoyu advorim o'ele, shemitoich kach ato makir b'akodish boruchu u'medabik b'drochov. Through the learning of Torah, a person comes to recognize Hashem, and he connects and he clings to his ways, and then through that he comes, that is really the essence of this Avo that he comes to. That seems to be from the Sifri, which I assume on some level fits together with the Sipurnu. When you think about it, though, it's a little bit strange. What's going on over here? We're telling a person, V'avtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, to give your life. I'm ready to give my life for Avas Hashem. I'm ready, b'chol me'oidecho, me'oid, the Loshon me'oid, Chazal learned that whatever, whether it's my money or whether it's whatever it may happen to me in life, but anything that's me'oid, me'oid, that's the most, more than that, is my Avas Hashem. I love Hashem to the ultimate. I'm ready to give my life. And it seems that what that really amounts to is that when a person realizes that this is the tachlis, and there is no honored, elevated, distinguished tachlis like doing the Rotzen Hashem, then that creates such a level of simcha that it's worth it for me. I'm ready to give my life for it and give away everything else all for this. This is the absolute ultimate. The person can come to a level, and the Sifri says it's through the Limud HaTorah, through coming to recognize what Hashem wants, through coming to recognize the Darkei HaTorah, the Darkei Hashem, and connecting with it. A person comes to realize that there is no other tachlis which is as nechbad as this, and when you press those buttons of tachlis nechbad, purpose, the ultimate purpose, which is distinguished, which is honored, which is elevated, which speaks to my sense of kovet atzmi and tselem elikim and my own human greatness, then when you have that, then you create a situation of such a simcha in doing the Rotzen Hashem, in doing ma sheyita be'enov, that mesiras nefesh, b'chol levovcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'oidecha, all of that fades away. This is far more than anything else. This is the strength that I have to give my life for Hashem, to give away anything, the most precious thing, because there is nothing more precious than this feeling that I get, that this simcha that I get when I realize that this is the tachlis nechbot. And it seems that those two ingredients are ingredients that we need, that are essential, and ingredients that we derive from Vahoyu Advorim Oele when we, that's the Sifri Rashi brings, it's not a Machlekes Rashi in the Sipurnu. So when a person studies the Darkei Hashem, he comes to recognize that there's no Tachlis Nechbod Kozeh, then the rest is the greatest Simchas HaChaim, to the extent that I would rather, in the fulfillment, in the happiness of this Tachlis Nechbod, the opportunity to fulfill this Tachlis Nechbod, even to give my life and to sacrifice anything, because that's the ultimate. And I think that sometimes we take for granted this idea of Tachlis and this idea of Nechbod. We don't realize that those are the things that we really respond to the most. A person needs in life to have true simcha, to have the ultimate simcha, to have a simcha which maybe is to me more significant even than anything else, including my life, is the simcha of a tachlis nechbod. I have a purpose. I have an honor, distinguished. I have the ultimate purpose. This is the greatest purpose. This is the purpose that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world for. This is the purpose that was revealed to me, and I'm guided in through the Limud HaTorah. When a person reaches that, it's the ultimate simcha and the ultimate strength, and it creates such an Avas Hashem that it dwarfs anything else by comparison. The truth is, we really say something similar to that every day. At the end there, right before the end, by the Bakosha, by Avolat Zion, Boruch Elokeinu Shebra'onu Lichvoidoi, V'hivdilonu Min HaToyim, separated us from all those that stray in different ways. V'nosan Lonu Torah Semes, V'chai Yoylam Noto B'Socheinu. And we ask him, Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Soirosoi, V'yosem B'Libeinu, through that Ahavose V'yerosoi, V'lasis Ritzoinoi, U'la'ovdoi B'Lev of Sholem, Why? For what purpose? Ultimately, I don't want my life to be a waste. If I was born for nothing, if I don't have a tachlis, or if I have a cheap tachlis, I don't have a tachlis nechbod. And this is the ultimate tachlis nechbod, which I learn, I recognize through the Limud HaTorah, I come to recognize a tachlis nechbod, and it's nigal orik v'nedel abehola. Why? I'm a waste. What I'm putting all this effort in is all for nothing. I was born for emptiness. There's no point in anything. This is the ultimate point. I think that this idea is so significant that it requires real focus. It requires constant focus. It requires constant refocusing. That the ultimate, and everybody ultimately wants to be happy. And they want to be happy, and the happiness in Avodas Hashem comes ultimately, which is the greatest happiness, which is the Ve'ahavto that led the Ovois to do the greatest things and led people to give their lives al Kiddush Hashem. And it all comes from this sense of realizing She'ein Tachlis Kashetovin, She'ein Tachlis Nechbod Kozeh, that this is the ultimate purpose, and this is the most distinguished, the most privileged purpose. And this comes, this can come, and it should come, and it does come, and it will come from the Limud HaTorah, from Vahoyu HaDvorim Ho'ele. I think that may be the pshat, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, that he speaks about serving Hashem Me'avo, and he says a person shouldn't serve Hashem for anything bo'olam, elo, he does the truth because it's true. This is the truth. That's maybe the greatest sense of joy and appreciation. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. This is truth. This is reality. This is what I was put in the world for. There's a pleasure. There's a thrill. There's a happiness. There's a fulfillment that comes from that, that dwarfs everything else. Something that Kedai to focus on, maybe as we say Krishma every day, and to really think that's V'ahavto, is that simcha that we achieve when we realize that we are fulfilling the ultimate tachlis, which comes from V'hoyu Advorim Ho'ele. Just a little bit of a contrast. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainis, which tomorrow we have a Tainis, says that the inyan of Tainis is mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, lizoik ulohoria b'chatzetzeros, to cry out and to make these koilos with the horns, with the trumpets, with the chatzetzeros, al kol tzora shetova al ha-tzibur, shenemar ha-tzor ha-tzor eschem, v'ariyosim ha-chatzetzeros, kolemar kol dova sheyetzel lechem to goyim b'tzeres v'deva v'arbe, zoaku aleihen v'horiyu. You scream out, you cry out to Hashem, and you blow these horns. The second halacha says v'dova zeh midarkei hatshuva. This is the derech. This is midarkei hatshuva. Zman shetova itzora v'yizaku aleho v'yoriu yedu hakol shebiglal maaseim horoim hura lohen. When a tzora comes, and we scream out to Hashem, and we blow the horns, make that those koilis. Everyone will know that it's biglal maaseim horoim hura lehen. Why are we suffering? Because of the inappropriateness of our actions. Kakosav avnoseichem hitu. Bezehu sheyigrem lohosir hatzor me'aleim. And this, I guess, tshuva that's going to come with the realization that it's maaseinu horoim that was the goyrim of the tzorais is going to be the goyrim that the tzorais are going to be removed from us. Think about it. It seems a little strange that what is midarkei hatshuva? Scream and blow the trumpets, blow the horns. What's going to happen? And everyone now will know we're suffering so much. Now we know why are we suffering. Oh, it's biklal maaseinu. We couldn't figure that out before. As it say, yisurim bo in alav yafashrish b'masov. Why are we suffering? It's an intellectual question. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Everybody asks that question all the time. It seems that we need to be awakened. It seems that not only do we need to cry out, which is a form of awakening and paying attention to the fact that there are tzoros, and of course it's not necessarily any more than that, and the koilos that come from these horns that we blow that are going to awaken us to stop to think. It seems that on a normal human level, without some major shaking up, some type of an upheaval, something that's going to awaken us to the reality that surrounds us, it's very easy to become used to it. Yes, we're suffering, and yes, we do mistakes, and yes, this, but you know, that's life, and you take it, and you get used to it, and you quote the famous quote in Yiddish, Mizol nishke pruft veren, tzavos meken geveint veren. We should never have to be tested with all the things we can get used to. We get used to it all, and we suffer, and we take it. Be a man, you know, you suffer, and that's what life is all about, and we can't, and we fall asleep. And we need something to awaken ourselves. And it seems that the union of a tainus, the whole union of the tainus is that a person calls out to Hashem, we say slichus, we avinu malkeinu, we turn to Hashem and we focus on the fact that there are tzoros. And we focus on the fact that tzoros come with a direct relationship with the hanhoga of Klal Yisrael. And something which we could know intellectually and which we understand rationally, but which we need that awakening emotionally because we've become so used to it, we've become so desensitized. No, I'm thinking about whatever it is. It's so much part of the natural existence of our lives that we don't pay attention anymore. We have to waken ourselves up to pay attention. That's what a tainus has to do. We awaken ourselves and we think, hey, you know, there's this. And if there was ever a time with this tzoros, I mean, I don't know how to compare, but there's a lot of tzoros in the world today. And a lot of very precarious situations that Klal Yisrael finds itself. So certainly we are immune a little bit, and we take it for granted, and we just, you know, oylam kimin hogu noyeg, but we have to take advantage of a tainus and of a hisoyrus and of the zeoka. We don't have the chatzoytzerois, but something to awaken us to think that, yes, there's a din v'cheshbon, and we have to try to do what we can to reverse the difficulty.